Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And we're continuing our series right now on the night that changed everything. Obviously, you're aware Christmas is coming, just days away. And so we've been preparing for Christmas by thinking through the implications of the night that the baby was born named Jesus. We've been thinking through the implications for different segments of society. We started by seeing how Christmas was the night that changed the religious. Then we saw how Christmas was the night that changed the powerful. Last week we saw it was the night that changed the poor. And then this week we're going to look at a different segment of society. You, me, us, today. It can be easy to wonder why we would do that when we have already seen the implications on people who lived long ago and lived very different lives from us. The religious, the powerful, the poor, they all look really different today than they did 2,000 years ago in Jesus' Jewish culture. It might be easy to think that they and their experience have little to do with us and ours. Well, this week we're going to see how this story, old as it may be, and as much of an impact as it may have had on people who were alive at the time, this story still has an impact on people today. So this week we're going to look at the impact of the story of Jesus' birth, not just on those who were there, but on people who've lived throughout the ages and even around the world. Now, before we get into questioning sort of how that works or why that is, I think it's important to just start by saying this is the way it is. Jesus' story has had a global impact. There are followers of Jesus around the world today. What started in the Middle East grew and traveled around the Mediterranean, eventually became a major part of Europe's society and culture, and then traveled around the world to North America, South America, Africa, to Asia. This is truly a worldwide religion. Christianity is not connected with any one particular race or people. Sometimes we confuse ourselves and think that is the case, but that typically comes from just our own personal experience of Christianity being a North American thing or a European thing or whatever it might be. But when we zoom out and we look at the whole world, we see that there are followers of Jesus everywhere, and that this movement has traveled from place to place through the years. That's not just something that happened years ago, but it's something that's still happening today. The birth of Jesus is still being felt and still being considered and debated, and it still has a visible impact on society. Just look at the way we count years. We still use the idea of A.D. and B.C. Now, is it entirely accurate? No, Jesus wasn't born exactly at the moment that B.C. became A.D. However, that was what they were trying to do when they set up the calendar that way. They were trying to mark everything based on that one pivotal moment in history, the day that God came to earth in Jesus. So just in our everyday usage of dates and years, we find ourselves connecting in some small way with the story of Jesus coming to earth. In popular culture today, the story of Jesus is still being told. Just look at the nativity scenes you'll see around you as you drive around this Christmas. Just look at the different plays and shows that are being offered right now. Jesus' teachings are still spoken of. I have a friend who once said, well, Abe Lincoln once said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. I had the pleasure of telling him it was actually Jesus who said that, and Abe Lincoln was just quoting him. Sometimes people don't even know they're talking about Jesus, and they are. And finally, you see the impact of Jesus in the lives of everyday people living today, not just 2,000 years ago. I'm one of those. And the people who took our Christianity 101 course just a few weeks ago would be the first to tell you that Jesus is alive and well in their lives today in ways they never even expected before they started to explore Jesus' life, death, and resurrection in focus. And we're offering that course again. If you'd like to have that same kind of life-changing experience and encounter Jesus on your own terms, then I'd love for you to join us. We're going to be offering the Christianity 101 course this winter in Pickering in a really cozy cafe environment. So it's a perfect place to come if you're nervous about coming to church building like this one or anything like that. We're going to be offering it in a really comfortable environment. So check our website if you're interested in signing up for that course. Spaces are really limited, so please do hurry. Well, I do have a question for you to consider today, as well as considering taking the Christianity 101 course. And I'm just wondering if you can consider ways that you feel the impact of Jesus in our world today. I listed off a few. You see film and literature and just in the way people talk and quote things that Jesus said. But where else do you see Jesus' impact in culture today? Make a little list, discuss with your friends, and then we'll see you tomorrow as we see what the Bible has to say about this topic. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.